Before we go on, I want to get your take on an interesting case that was submitted to me by a community-based oncologist.
Dr. Ranju Gupta of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. It was a very good write-up in terms of what happened. Maybe you can summarize, you know, from your point of view, what the key points of this case were and kind of how you would answer the questions that she brought forward. I would imagine you get emails like this all the time.
Yeah, so this is an unusual case. It's a woman who's described as having had early stage breast cancer 20 years ago, and now presents with what looks like a neuroendocrine carcinoma within the breast. It lacks estrogen, progesterone, and HER2 expression, so it's a triple negative tumor, but it has this atypical histological appearance. And based on the neuroendocrine features, the clinician gave a sort of small cell carcinoma type regimen, cisplatin and etoposide. And the patient had a clinical response, but at the time of mastectomy has residual disease, including disease in one axillary lymph node. So there are a couple of questions about what would be the optimal adjuvant regimen moving forward, and secondarily, what would be the role for radiation treatment in a case like this. The radiation issue is a little easier to address because you can safely say things like, I would ask them to see the radiation oncologist and see what the radiation doctor thought they could do. Because of the prior radiotherapy, it's sometimes more technically difficult to imagine offering extended field radiation. Having said that, it's been a 20-year interval, and sometimes they can do some tricks, including electrons or other sort of more shallow fields to offer additional radiation therapy at such a long interval. The other question then is, what type of additional treatment would you give from a systemic point of view? And there, I would actually treat this like a fairly standard breast cancer. It has these neuroendocrine features, but it also spreads to lymph node, which sort of smacks a little bit more of just traditional breast cancer histology or behavior. So I would be tempted to offer a taxane-based chemotherapy treatment to a woman who's already had an alkylator in the way of the cisplatin chemotherapy, just to round out a typical breast cancer type regimen. So maybe 12 weeks of weekly paclitaxel or something like that. And then finally, there was a question of whether to offer prophylactic whole brain radiotherapy as though it were a small cell lung cancer case. And the answer there, I would say, would be no. I must confess, there's no real literature to my knowledge on neuroendocrine tumors of the breast and whether they require whole brain irradiation. But given that she has disease isolated to the breast and axilla, given the well-described late effects of whole brain radiation in patients who have an otherwise good prognosis, I would not recommend that at this time.
So your basic approach here is triple negative breast cancer.
It's sort of an unusual variant, but I would think about it as triple negative, exactly.